am out and about doing my routine of walking. It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, guys. I hope all those packages from Prime. Yes, we got packages coming today. It's from Chewy. I got my ferret some food and my cats and my dog. So yes, I don't think you guys seen my dog. He is 4, 5 months. He's 5 months. His name is Bear. I will post pictures. So yes, we take care of our animals. We always do. We always take care of them. So Bear's at home. Bear's a good dog. Like I said, I will show pictures. I will show videos. But other than that, my husband is at work. He will be getting out at 5. And I am on the roll here and getting my exercising that I do all the time in the summertime. Even though it's not summer yet, it's spring. So it's really warm out here. It's like 72 degrees in PA. So I hope you're enjoying that. So wait for this clown to go. There's that, yeah. Prime, so I can go through. Me, yeah, Kim. Yes, I got some packages coming, more packages coming from TBU and from Walmart. We're getting some new stuff from Walmart. I'm getting a brand new purse from TBU. So yes, I do shop at that. Lady, you might as well just go. Oh, there's another car. You gotta watch. Okay, this guy's doing his job. He's delivering packages. Let me go through. This look like the type of car is a gas hog. Yep, it is. Ah. Yeah, you know, I like what somebody says. Well, only one person's been saying that. At least I'm not struggling. We're not struggling. Who's saying that we are? I mean, come on now. Whatever I post on Facebook, I'm not gonna tell you what's going on here because it's none of y'all business. And we're not struggling. By the way, we pay our bills, we pay our rent like everybody else. And it's not like half, it's always in full. We wanna talk about struggling people that pays their rent in half. No. No. And we're happy as can be. Okay. I don't know this one person keeps talking about it. Like, you know, I could go on trips and everything. Yes, we can too. So what's your point? You know? They get rubbing in. More I rubbing in on Facebook, more you get mad or jealous. You said you were gonna talk hit on me on Facebook. I don't see you doing shit. I see you like to manipulate people too. I don't know if you spy up on me on TikTok, but if you are on this side of the account, you can kiss my ass, bipolar. Yes, person I'm talking about, she has bipolar. She's mad because, she can't get her way anymore. He has 3 kids with different fathers. That's sad. And if you have that situation, that whoever I'm friends with, I mean, you got 5 kids with different fathers. I'm gonna tell you what, and I don't give a fuck about anybody else that watches this video. That's sad. That is sad what you're doing as a mother. And what she does is she calls us because he lives far away, by the way. What can we do? You know? I have a granddaughter. Okay. And she calls and everything and complains about her schooling. She's not listening to the teachers. Well, you're a parent. Won't you do something about it? Stop upset about worrying about everybody else's problems. You have a problem. You have a man that drinks a lot and plays video games. You have a man that calls you names, but you forgive him, though. You know why he forgives him? Transportation. She is using him on the car. Can't cheat on your eye. That's why. So, there you go. Everybody's using their man. Chris on the car to take her places. To take her to Point Nesting Chip. Or go here and go there. I've thought about a lot of women are doing that now. That's a shame. And I don't care if you hate this post. You can kiss my ass. Truth hurts. Stop using people. Stop having a man taking care of you. You can take care of yourself, because I did. I was a single mom with 3 kids. No transportation. I done it myself. Yes, I did. You could do it, too. I hear a lot of complaints on this fucking TikTok shit. Yeah. You're disgusting. You don't know how it is to have kids and deal with the schooling and all kinds of bullshit. Bug, get the fuck away from me. Get away. Get away. Get away. This is my Bugs Flyer. Keeps the bugs away. I love this coat. Well, this person gets jealous. Okay? She used to. He was. She used to be married to my son. And everything I do or buy or what I get, like money, and I show off my cash and everything. Yep, pa. He gets very mad. Very mad and jealous. I mean, she's sick in the head. Yeah, I'm not going to mention her name because I don't think anybody knows of this town, who she was and who she was married with. My son. She's a sad person to be around with. I would never trust her to be friends. She could turn on you in a second if she doesn't get what she wants. So, she ain't not around here. She lives far away. Thank God, thank you, Jesus. Because I have to worry about her coming to my house and shit and dropping her kids off and leave. But she did in the past. That's sad. Yeah, she did, yeah. Even though I have some plans to do like a doctor's appointment. Yeah, I got a bunch of doctor's appointments coming up too. So, that's why we're staying here. We're not moving. We're staying here for another year or two. That's all I gotta say. Ha ha ha. Goodbye.